Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Tesla is reportedly working on equipping its cars with Apple's CarPlay system. So, Mark, let's talk about CarPlay. What is it and how is it different than what Tesla currently has?
Yes, so CarPlay, and I'm sure many of your listeners use this, is when you can plug your phone into your car or pair it wirelessly over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and see a car-optimized version of the iPhone operating system, getting things like Apple Maps, getting things like Messages, Apple Music, podcasts, and also access to a bunch of third-party apps that support CarPlay through the App Store. It works pretty well. People use it as a decision, as part of their decision-making process of what cars to get. Tesla obviously offers its in-house infotainment system. They have their own applications, their own navigation, their own integration with full self-driving. So starting as early as the end of this year, they're going to support CarPlay in its own window within their infotainment. So this is a pretty big reversal for Tesla.
So it would replace what they have in the car?
No. So the Tesla infotainment system would remain, but CarPlay would be added as an option and exist within a window in the infotainment system for iPhone users if they so choose.
Okay. Well, Elon Musk has been critical about Apple over the years. So what do you think is behind the switch?
Well, there's a few factors. Right now, the EV market is tightening. Upgrades are expanding in terms of how long people are holding on to their cars. You're seeing fierce competition in China, the US, and Europe, and elsewhere for the EV market. And sales have been underwhelming for Tesla over the last several months. And CarPlay is a big reason why people buy cars or don't buy cars. It's a big purchase factor. And this is going to drum up some more interest in people either keeping a Tesla or buying a Tesla, as minor as the future may sound. The other thing is Elon Musk's new $1 trillion pay package. He has to hit several different milestones in order to get the full payout. One of them is overall revenue and sales for the different cars. And so he's going to do practically everything possible to sell as many vehicles as possible. So I would say this is a big win for Tesla to be doing this. It's a big win for Tesla owners. It's a big win for iPhone buyers. And it's obviously a big win for Apple now getting in, perhaps the biggest partner of all for CarPlay.
Interesting that you say that people make decisions on which kind of what car to buy based on whether they can use CarPlay, because, you know, Apple people are really loyal.
There are people who do not buy Teslas, not because they don't like Elon Musk and his politics, but because they don't like that the Tesla doesn't support CarPlay. So this is definitely an important lever for Tesla to pull to get as many sales out the door as possible.
Talk about CarPlay Ultra. How is that system different and why won't Tesla support that?
So CarPlay Ultra goes a step further than regular CarPlay. CarPlay Ultra allows you to actually control in-car functions. There's things like maneuvering seats, adjusting your air conditioning, windows, taking over the instrument clusters. The Tesla experience is very integrated, and they're not going to replace those functions with CarPlay. So they'll just be using the standard CarPlay. So if you want to access Apple Maps, you want to access Apple Messages, you want to access your Apple phone app, that'll all be present there now.
Okay, you said this would be happening after the first of the year?
This is going to happen as early as the end of this year. So in the next month or so, give or take, if it doesn't get delayed.
It would be interesting to watch the numbers to see if there is an impact there in that first quarter.
I think there will be. There are stats out there that well over a third of car buyers consider CarPlay a requirement. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see this help Tesla sales, or at least keep people within the Tesla ecosystem and not switching out to rival vehicles.
Thanks very much, Mark. Always good to talk to you. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.